I'm going to cover the exhaustion doctrine on two fronts. I'm going to cover it, how it applies in the courthouse, and then how it applies in the grievance proceedings. We begin first with the case of Clint ISD versus Marquez. Clint ISD is a school district out in El Paso. I've been representing them for a number of years. To set the background, there's a Catholic priest that instead of preaching about the gospel on Sunday, he would preach about the inequitable funding at the school campuses over at Clint. Why? Because we have 7 board members that are voted on at large, not single member, and 5 of the 7 board members lived in the same in a 4-block radius of each other. So the argument was that because they lived so close to each other and lived in the Clint area, that they were really disregarding the 2 other areas of the school district. You see some figures out here where they have Clint High School receiving about $10,000 per student, whereas Mountain View High School would be getting $8,500 per student. And of course, they pulled these figures out of the AEIS report and fed them to the El Paso Times, which don't really want to go into my thoughts about that newspaper out there. But they're pretty hard, and they would come to the school district board meetings in public comment. The priest, along with about 50 ladies, for the most part, with red shirts, would go and complain about inequitable funding. When they would come to me, I would tell them, listen, I'm the school lawyer. I do not know school finance. I've been practicing school law for 20 years, but that does not make me an expert. You need to go talk to the superintendent. You need to go talk to the assistant superintendent of finance, and they will let you know how funding is appropriated. Because as you and I know, being in public ed, for every campus, there's a lot of variables that go on in funding school campuses, special ed, POPs, bilingual population, so every campus is to be treated differently.